Letters from Atlantis by Robert Silverberg. Chapter 1. The prince is sleeping now, dreaming, no doubt, of the green and golden island of Athelan, its marble palaces, its shining temples. All unknown to him, I have borrowed his body, his good, strong right arm, to write this letter for me. So, from somewhere in what I think is Brittany or Normandy, on what I think and assume is Christmas Eve in the year 18,862 B.C., greetings and Merry Christmas, Laura. Will this ever reach you out there in the frosty eastern land that will someday be Poland or Russia? Less than a 50-50 chance, I suppose, even though you're right here in the same prehistoric year I am. But a whole continent separates us. With transportation what it is here, it's almost like being in different worlds. I'll cause the prince to slip it into the regular diplomatic pouch that leaves next week, and the royal Athelantan courier will take it with him when he sets out across the tundra to the trading post where you're supposed to be stationed. With any luck, you'll actually be there, and whoever you're riding in will be someone who routinely has access to the royal documents that the courier brings. Considering that I'm writing this in English, he won't have the remotest notion of what it's all about. But you will, looking at it through his eyes. And maybe you'll even be able to write back to me. My God, that would be wonderful, getting a letter from you. We've only been apart a little while, and already it seems like forever. I suspect that the chances of my actually working out any sort of regular communication with you back here, or any communication at all, really, are very, very slim. But I can try, anyway. And at the very least, setting down these accounts of what I've been experiencing here ought to provide me with a good way of bringing it all into clearer focus.